Diary of a Shipwreck, Paolo Rizzi's Rescue in the Middle of the Atlantic.
The 21st of April, 1993, Beef Island, British Virgin Islands. Just set off. Bow to the east, the Atlantic awaits us. The 28th of April, 1993, in the middle of the Atlantic. For 2 days, we've been sailing into the headwinds and are struggling to grind out the miles. Unfortunately, the forecasts are not good for the next few days. We're ready to increasingly reduce the sail and navigate safely. The 8th of May. The barometric situation has become more and more worrying. We are lying too because the conditions are very difficult, strong winds and rough seas. The 13th of May. It's a miracle that I can write these lines in the notebook kept in the pocket of my waxed jacket. We have been shipwrecked. We were hit by a storm with winds of 50-55 knots and very rough seas. The barometer was in free fall. The waves were up to 20 meters high, and suddenly a wave hit us from the stern, capsizing the boat and catapulting me into the water no less than 20 meters away, breaking my safety harness. I managed to reach the last piece of the tow line and was hoisted aboard with Andrea's help. But we promptly decided to abandon the boat, now ripped open on the left side. Using the self-inflating life raft and managing to collect only a few things. The 17th of May. The days on the raft go by very slowly. We are constantly soaked and the low temperature makes life even more difficult. We have sighted a few ships, but no one has been able to see us. The 19th of May. Through the emergency radio, we have managed to establish contact with a French airliner. We await rescue shortly. The 20th of May, 1993, 2:30 a.m., Greenwich Mean Time. Finally saved. We are on board the Aledon, thanks to the timely intervention of the American Coast Guard, the Oscar 1504 aircraft, and Commander Hermanus G.J. Acolt, and the crew of the Aledon, our adventure has come to an end. We're now en route to Aberdeen in Scotland with our arrival scheduled for the 27th of this month. Special thanks to Europe Assistance, which, thanks to its valuable work, has allowed us to forward all our news. Paolo Rizzi.
Loosely based on the text From Aboard the Aledon, the 21st of May, 1993, written by Paolo Rizzi once on board the ship that rescued him and his traveling companion.